In this episode, I got back to my favorite segment, Q&A, and got a great question about how to handle when clients say treatment is too expensive or they can't afford it. You know, if you haven't been paying attention right now, like shit's getting pretty tight. Economy's getting really tight. Inflation's up. Prices are going up. And people are going to be a lot tighter with their money, and they're going to start to spend it on things that are truly important. And unfortunately, a lot of times what happens in a massage world is you get deemed a luxury or non-essential. And what I teach you in this podcast and answering this question is seeing it from the perspective of how you look at money, how the client looks at how they spend money, and give you some tactics and tools to make sure that people actually invest in the treatment and get the results that they need, while also helping you survive these tough times and be able to stick around and be there in the end to continue to help more people. I hope you enjoy the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Revolution podcast, where we teach massage therapists a new treatment method that focuses on working smarter, not harder, allowing them to make well over $100,000 per year with less than 20 hours of time per week in the clinic. Dr. Matt Maggio here. Thank you so much for stopping by and listening to the podcast. It's always the greatest honor. Get downloads from all over the world, and continues to motivate me to get this information out there, because at the end of the day, we need to fix the conservative care treatment model, not have chiropractors and physical therapists who do a hell of a lot of nothing being the primary treatment option. It needs to be soft tissue specialists, and the best equipped at that are massage therapists. I'm trying to help you change your perspective, change your mindset, and understand that you can deliver more effective, quicker quality treatment that is better than anything else out there. So Q&A. I love Q&A. These are my favorite ones to do. And I got a great question a couple weeks ago and decided to finally put it into the queue this week. It was how to handle when a client says treatment is too expensive or they can't afford it. You know, this was a really good question. And I hear this a lot from people. I've heard it a lot over the years, myself and my clinics, and really just understood that there's a lot of different perspectives from here. One is just our relationship with money. You know, money, you know, people, they'll quote the Bible and be like, oh, the love of money is the root of all evil or something like that. And it's not like that. We have this weird relationship. All money is basically just a transfer of energy for something that you do. If you provide a service, you help somebody, they give you money back for energy. It's just an energy exchange. It doesn't have to have all these emotional components to it. People worship it. They think it's evil. They think it's too great. All that. All it is just basically a basic transfer of energy for what we do. And then understanding price. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. And unfortunately, in society, we tend to judge everything based off price before we ever know the true value of that. One of the rules that I always have with my clients is we don't go over price until, first off, that I know that I can actually help you. And number two, that you know the value. Because if you're judging it strictly off price, you're not going to be able to really get an idea of what's going on. So here's some truth about what's going on. Like, unless you're living under a rock, shit's getting pretty rough. Gas prices are up. Inflation's way the fuck up. Supply chain, all this kind of stuff. And this isn't me being like a conspiracy theory person. I'm just looking at the facts, and money is getting tighter for people. This reminds me a lot when I first got out of school, you know, back in 2011, was right after the first recession. And I was like, man, I didn't realize all this was going on. This seems a lot worse, and people are going to get tighter and tighter with their money, and they're going to start to spend it more wisely, and they're going to spend it on things that are important, and then they're going to not spend it on shit that doesn't matter. Well, you hope so, but we never know. So there's two perspectives that I want to break this question down from. One is just from your own perspective, and then the other one will be directly from the client side of things, so you can start to see it a little bit better. I'm a big student. I actually have a bachelor's degree in psychology. I love reading about human nature and understanding like why people do the things that they do. And it's really helped me just kind of develop this different type of mindset and look at it with like a 30,000 foot view instead of like looking at it right on. And that's what I want to kind of share and help you with on this episode. So your perspective, number one, is just your bullshit relationship with money. I've talked to people that I've mentored, coaching clients, all sorts of things. And I'm like, well, how much money are you making? They're like, well, I'm making like 50, 60 grand. And I'm happy with that. I'm like, well, how much better would your life be if you made 120 grand? They're like, you know, I really don't care about money. I'm just doing it because I love it. That's bullshit. At the end of the day, if you're doing something really awesome, then you deserve to get paid accordingly for what you do. There's a lot of people ripping people off, scamming them, doing a bunch of bullshit that get a lot of money, and they don't deserve it. You deserve it if you're doing something really good. You just got to change your relationship with it. Understand if you're providing value, you're helping, you're changing someone's life, you're at a whole different level. Next one is, are you a commodity? I made a longer podcast about this, the idea of like, are you stuck being a commodity? When you're a commodity, you get shopped based off of price, availability, where you're located, everything like that. I made a more in-depth podcast about that. I'll link that up in the show notes. Number three is, are you truly the best in your area? Are you really the fucking best at what you do? Like, you might think you're the best because you're booked up and you see 20, 25 clients a week, but can you really be better? Can you take it to the next level? Not only can you help more people, but can you do it more effectively? Can you train other people how to do this? I've been very outspoken about this lately, about the idea that the only way to solve the pain pill epidemic is get this quality hands-on soft tissue treatment to more people. And if you're just stuck being comfortable and doing that, you're in a big problem. But you can get better. We can always get better. There's always room for improvement. Learning this skill is something that you want to continue to invest in and get better and better. And lastly, are you stuck selling your time instead of the results? You know, I always say nothing beats cheap and free more than fast. And that's a big thing. You know, a lot of people, they get into this idea is like, I have to spend 90 minutes with somebody. I have to spend an hour. You don't. Like, you just have to fix them. And that's the perspective I'm trying to change for you. You know, you've been sold a false bill of goods by the massage industry across the board that like, you have to spend a certain amount of time with people and then you're just stuck there and you can't really grow. So figure out how to do it faster, figure out how to do it more effectively, because at the end of the day, there's lots more people out there that would want access to what you do, but they don't have time to come in for an hour, hour and a half. Think of how many more people you can help, and you can help yourself and really make awesome money because you deserve it. Now let's look at it from the client perspective. Let's just be honest here. People spend money on a lot of dumb shit. Last time I looked, it's like $3,000 fucking dollars for a Peloton, a bike that just sits in your house that eventually becomes like a coat rack or a clothes rack. People spend money on the dumbest shit across the board. Then what happens is you get labeled into that idea of like, they look at you as like a luxury instead of something that they truly need. Like, I go back to this again, like massage was shut down right away when COVID hit because they deemed it non-essential. Like, that fucking sucks. Like, why is massage, if you're actually fixing someone, you're helping them, this care should be just as important, if not more important than going to the dentist. And you know to go to the dentist, you know to get a cleaning, you know to do that. It's the same shit with your muscles and your musculoskeletal system. Like, you got to move because that's what happens to people. If they don't have good movement, they have problems later in life. So this shit is really, really important. And if you're getting stuck in that label of like luxury, treat yourself, relaxation, you're fucked. Because that's going to be one of the first things that people cut out of their budget when money gets tight. They won't be able to justify it, but they can justify something that they truly need. This next thing was an idea that I got from one of my mentors, was the idea of like, you have two types of money. You have project money and you have budget money. So budget money is like your daily operating expenses, like eating, rent, insurance, all that kind of stuff. And what happens is they end up putting treatment into that budget side of things too. So it comes out like of their budget. So they inherently have to sacrifice something like going out to eat or buying new clothes for their kids or something else for your treatment. So what they do is they actually get rid of the treatment first because they look at it as it's non-essential, it's a luxury. What you have to do is get them to the idea of like a budget. Not budget, I'm sorry. The idea of project money. So project money means like, hey, if my muffler blows out of my car, I'm going to find a way to pay for that. If my AC blows out of my house, I'm going to find a way to pay for that. If my furnace goes, I'm going to find a way to pay for that. The human body should be the same exact fucking thing. Should be exactly the same. If my shoulder's fucked up and I'm in pain, I'm going to find a way to do that. And what I teach and what I train in my methods is you get people to pay for all their treatment up front and you sell them a true solution. And when you do that, it allows them to understand that this is actually important. Your body is your most important thing and your health is your most important thing. But what happens is people ignore it for a long time and then it ends up costing them a lot more. So if you can get yourself in the idea of like, this is necessary for the client, they need that, this is project money and they pay for it all up front, they're going to be a lot more invested in the care and understand that this is truly necessary and none of that non-essential bullshit. So what happens when the client says to you, hey, I can't afford this, our treatment's too expensive? What they're giving you is called a rebuttal. A rebuttal is basically just a smokescreen for something like, they'll say something like, I don't have time for this. I don't have money. And my favorite one is, oh, I'm not the decision maker. I need to talk to my wife, my girlfriend, my spouse, my husband, like that. And they're doing it because they want to be nice. They don't want to just be like, hey, I don't feel like doing this, but I'm going to say this. And most people, when they hear that, they just ignore it and they go, okay, yeah, I understand. But what they're really doing is they're telling you three things. You just didn't pick up on it. One is they're telling you that they don't trust you. Number two is they're telling you that they don't trust the product. And number three is they're telling you that they don't trust the business. So inside of all those rebuttals, time, money, I'm not the decision maker, is really them saying, hey, I didn't connect the dots to understand that you can actually be a true solution. So I'm just going to kind of go on my own way, and I'm going to be polite and say, hey, I can't afford this. And usually people just kind of let it go and they don't fight for it. But hey, if you have something that can truly change somebody's life, can truly help them, keep them away from bigger problems like pain pills, injections, and surgeries down the road, you got a duty and an obligation to sell your ass off and help them connect the dots. So action steps, like first, help the client connect the dots. Let them understand and show them with real objective data that this is important. This is necessary. This is something that needs to be in their operating budget, something that they must invest in. This is an investment. The same thing I talked about earlier about like going to the dentist. It's just as important getting your muscles cleaned up. For you, continue to invest in being great. All I did for the first 10 years of my business was I just put more money into investing in my skills, my communication, my marketing, my selling, because those are skills that can take you to another level and can continue to help you be the best version of yourself. Understand that if you're truly helping people, you're making a difference, you deserve to get paid accordingly. You shouldn't have to struggle. I look at so many of these massage therapists, they have different jobs. They're working extra jobs. They're working nights. They're working weekends. They're working holidays. They're sacrificing time for their family, but they're doing really good fucking work, but they don't have the freedom because they're not charging accordingly for the amount of value that they get. They're stuck trading their time for money, and that doesn't get you anywhere. Don't sell your time for money. Sell to the result, because that is what is truly sustainable. So that's all I got for this one. I love these ones. If you have any questions you want us to cover, send them in. We're always here to help. Go grab our free training. We're in the process of working out a certification program in the Peak Method. That's going to be really awesome as well. News will be coming on that. Share the podcast with anyone that you know you can help, but really sit down and examine your relationship with money. Examine the amount of value that you truly bring to the market and how you can help people, because you're leaving a lot on the table and shit's going to get tight. But the people that are going to survive and thrive are the people that recognize what's happening and understand that you got to be persuasive. You have to sell to people what you can do and why it's important. And if you don't do that, you're going to be stuck and you won't survive all this shit that's going to happen and you won't be able to help people, but you have to start by helping yourself. Hope you guys enjoyed the show and I'll see you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, the Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.